Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Cuba and the United States advance towards restoring scheduled airline service during 2 days of talks that concluded in Havana on Tuesday, with the potential to reach a deal this year. Officials say one more meeting might be enough to finalize an arrangement. Cuban President Raul Castro told President Barack Obama that normalizing relations between the two countries could best be achieved by returning land currently owned by the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay and lifting economic sanctions. The two sides plan to meet again, possibly before the end of the year and most likely in Washington. A new examination of King Tut's tomb has provided evidence of two hidden rooms. They say that scratching and markings on both the northern and western walls are similar to those found by Howard Carter on the entrance gate of King Tut's tomb. Carter discovered the treasure-packed burial in 1922. This indicates that the western and northern walls of Tutankhamun's tomb could hide two burial chambers. The investigation follows a similar claim by Nicholas Reeves, a British Egyptologist at the University of Arizona. Last month, he published a paper arguing that the high-resolution images of the tomb's walls show distinct linear traces, pointing to the presence of two still unexplored chambers. He speculates that one such chamber contains the remains and possibly the intact grave goods from Queen Nefertiti. The results of the radar scans will be announced on November 4th, the same day Tutankhamun's tomb was discovered. Authorities in an Alabama county issued an urgent warning following a highway semi-crash. Don't eat the cheese that spilled from the crash truck. The DeKalb County Emergency Management Agency's Facebook page warned locals Saturday about the 18-wheeler that overturned late Friday on Highway 11 while hauling a load of refrigerated cheese. The Facebook message read, "As a result of the incident, the cheese product has been declared salvaged and not fit for human consumption. Please do not consume the cheese products at this time." The agency did not say how much cheese the truck had been carrying or whether anyone had been spotted taking or eating cheese from the scene. Do you have news tips you think our listeners might be interested in? Send us a tip or even consider becoming a Dark Matter News writer yourself at darkmatternews.com.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
Edward Snowden, the fugitive who exposed the mass surveillance practices of the National Security Agency, is now on Twitter. And he already has more followers on the social network than the NSA. His account, which has been verified by Twitter as authentic, isn't hard to find. It's @Snowden. His attorney, Ben Wisner, of the American Civil Liberties Union, confirmed to the Los Angeles Times that Snowden himself controls the account. Snowden gained almost 300,000 followers in less than 2 hours after he tweeted his first message Tuesday morning, a cheeky swipe at his former employer, the NSA, whose account only has 76,000 followers. The NSA is the only Twitter account that Snowden follows. Twitter's policies forbid users from using the service for any unlawful purposes in furtherance of illegal activities, which implies the company believes that Snowden using its service while avoiding prosecution doesn't constitute a crime. Snowden himself noted that the government would likely be interested in his presence on Twitter, with an allusion to Fort Meade, Maryland, the home of the NSA. One of the tipping points appears to be a recent interview that Snowden conducted with celebrity astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. In that interview, he said he tried to find Snowden on Twitter and couldn't find his handle. He said you kind of need a Twitter handle, so maybe like @Snowden. And sure enough, one of Snowden's first tweets was directed at Tyson with a nod towards the recent discovery of water on Mars. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.